We're going further now in the Gemara, which talks about Yehuda bar Maremar, Umar bar Ravashi, Ravacha Medifti. These three scholars, Talmid Chachamim, Karchi Rifta Bahadi Hadadi, broke bread together. That is, they had a Seuda together. And of course, Zimun. So time came to say Birkat HaMazon, and there was a bit of a dilemma. Lo hava b'hu chad, d'hava mufloig mechavrei levruchei. So there was not among them one who was distinct, excelled. Now, generally speaking, excelled would be in greatness. And of course, for us, greatness would be with wisdom. Levruche lehu. So they had a bit of a dilemma. This leads to a halachic question, because you'd say, so what difference does it make? So pick someone. If you're going to say that the issue is in terms of something separate, and that is to say kavod, who do you give the kavod to? That's an honor to lead the benching, the Birkat HaMazon. So that's one way of looking at it. But that's sort of a limited kind of a question. Is that's not what the Gemara's problem is all about. Who should we honor? Because assuming that's a legitimate idea, a legitimate question, and assuming you're in a situation where you have three great Talmidei Chachamim, and you don't know who to honor, but that's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Why would that be easily resolvable? Essentially, that type of a situation could be a bit of a problem. There's a reality to that, and that is to say that there's an order in terms of kavod, because you're dealing with Torah, so it's kavod haTorah. So in those situations, which would be expressions which have an impact in terms of the kavod haTorah, so you have to know what to do, who to give the honor to. But that's not a problem over here, because if you had a situation like that, then it would be resolved. They'd work it out one way or another, and then they'd be machil. They'd be machil. So then you wouldn't have a breach of Kavod HaTorah. The three Talmidei Chacham would get together, and they would decide who should do it. For whatever reasons, they would defer to this individual, and they'd be machil their kavod, and he would go ahead and do it. So that would not be a problem. In addition, we have the factor that the Gemara does discuss in Kiddushin whether a Rav can be mochel as kavod. There is a side which says ein kvodo mochel, that his kavod is not mochel, because it's kvod shemayim, it's kvod haTorah. The other side, that's the way the Gemara frames the question, whether it's a kavod delay, whether it's his own kavod, or whether it's kvod shemayim. But you have to understand that as well. Even the side which says that it's his own kavod is not negating the fact that it's kavod haTorah. It's not that the honor is due to a certain type of persona, personality phenomenon. It means to say that, of course, it's because of kavod haTorah, but the way it's structured is that it's given over to him. It's given over to the Talmud Chacham, and he has the right to be mochelet if he so chooses. But you should bear in mind that everybody agrees that the source of the kavod is because he's a reflection of Torah, it's kavod haTorah. Fine. So thus, we have to come to the conclusion that this is not the issue. It's not an extraneous issue over here as to whom should we honor, which would be extraneous to the issue of Zimun. It has to have some kind of an impact on the very issue of Zimun, thus leading us to the question, what difference does it make as far as Zimun is concerned? Just like we would say that it could be resolved on the level of Kavod. They'll get together and they'll decide. So then what's the problem? So let them get together, let them decide, and proceed. So then they raised the following question. Hoditnan, shlosha shochel kiyachas, chayavan lezamin. That which we learned, the three who ate together are obligated in Zimun. Hani mili heichad ika adam gadol. That is to say, when there is an adam gadol, great person, meaning to say one who's outstanding, one who stands above the others, who's superior. Aval hecha dechi adadi ninu, but where they're equal, They're on the same level. Chilek brachos adif. Chilek brachos is superior. That is to say, they should bench separately. On the surface, this Gemara is very, very challenging, very difficult to comprehend what the question is. I dare say that nobody would have had such a question on their own had we not seen it in the Gemara. Had I raised this to you before you ever saw this Gemara, and the dilemma of three people, three great people on the same level, and they're beaten together in the Chayiv and Zimun, and you're not sure whether they should do Zimun or not, you'd have said that can't be an issue, because there's a Chayiv Zimun. And the Chayiv Zimun is based upon Psukim. God will let Hashem eat thee. Unuram Hashem Yachtav. Or Kishem Hashem Ekra. And therefore, to say, it's hard to understand what does this have to do with it? That one person should be greater than the other two. What does that have to do with it? And to the extent that it would be a ma'akev, that it would prevent us from having Zimun altogether. How does it nullify the Chayiv? So if there's no one that's greater than the other two, so when you appoint someone, what does that have to do with it? What's the connection? So then the Gemara continues, Baruch Inish Inish Lanafshe. We see from this that this is not just an idle chakira, but it's a big question. And practically speaking, what they did was they benched the separately. They did not do Zimun. One can ask the question, it seems, either they resolved it, and they decided the chilek brachas is adif, could be. Or one can say they didn't resolve it, and not resolving it, they decided to bench separately. But that would lead us to the question, not resolving it, why was it better to bench separately as opposed to go ahead with Zimun? Asu lekame de Maremar. Then they came in front of Maremar with this question, with this issue. Amar lehu. He said to them, Yidei brachi yitzasem, Birkas hamazon yoyotze. That's of course. Because no one's going to argue that when you have a chi of zimun, let's say you have a chi of zimun, and for whatever reason, you bench by yourself. You're in a hurry, you can't wait for them, whatever the case may be. You're in a situation where you ate with a group of people in chi of zimun, and you decided you have to go somewhere, and they can't bench now, so you went ahead and benched by yourself. So what's the status? Is that benching worth anything? You're a chayiv in zimun. The answer is, you fulfilled your obligation of birkat hamazon. No one's going to say that it's a situation where the only way you can fulfill your chi of birkat hamazon is through zimun. We're not saying that. You have a chi of zimun. But the chi of zimun is something which qualifies your chiyuv birkas hamazon. It's chiyuv birkas hamazon. So if you went ahead and you benched by yourself, no one's saying you're going to be knas. It doesn't make sense to have a knas, a punishment, and say you aren't yotzei birkas hamazon. You can't say that. He did the birkas hamazon. But he did not fulfill his chiyuv zimun. That's an unfulfilled chiyuv. So that's basically what he's telling, Maremar is telling them. Meaning to say, you made the wrong decision. Meaning to say that the halacha is not that if you are all on the same level, that the chilek brachos is adif. That's his position. He just told them the result of his. The conclusion, you have to infer the idea. Maremar essentially was saying, you were wrong. You made a mistake. You should have benched together. Thus, yidei bracha yatza. I mean, you benched. But then, now the question is, Zimun, Yidei Zimun lo yitzasam. You did not fulfill your chi of Zimun. Which means to say that they were wrong, because they didn't look at it that way. They held that there is no chi of Zimun unless you have one who's a gadol. But if there's no one who's a gadol, there's no chi of Zimun. They went so far as to raise that question, that the whole chi of Zimun is contingent upon the fact that one person is a gadol. V'chi timru, nehedar v'nezamein. And if you want to say that, all right, so now we'll do Zimun now. Fine. We were wrong. You don't need one person who's a gadol. Ein Zimun l'mafreya. You can't do it. Because that's a separate idea that you can't do Zimun retroactively. That is to say, Zimun can only be done before Birkat HaMazon. Once you had Birkat HaMazon, you can't do Zimun anymore. So, of course, we have to understand that principle as well. There are thus two issues that confront us from a study of this short little Gemara. In terms of learning Pshat, there seems to be a little bit of confusion as to the way I'm learning Pshat in Maremar, because it is brief, it's condensed. It just says they came in front of Maremar. Well, of course, we have to infer that they told them what happened and what their issue was. The Gemara doesn't report that, but that's obvious, because he responds. Now, his response to them is, you fulfilled Birkas HaMazon, but Zimun you did not fulfill, and if you want to say, let's do it now, you can't do it now. Now, the question, of course, is Maremar in agreement with their decision? Their decision was that since there's no one who's a gadol, who's greater than Chilik Brachas Zadiv, or, in fact, is Maremar disagreeing with them and saying, you're wrong, that has nothing to do with Zimun, and that even if you have three people on the same level, you still have to do Zimun. It's being suggested that perhaps Maremar agrees with them, that Chilik Brachas is Adif. But he was pointing out to them that they failed to fulfill Zimun by going ahead with Chilik Brachas, which is Adif. They failed. All he wanted to tell them was that, yeah, you would say Birkas HaMazon, but you failed in Zimun, and if you say you want to do Zimun now, it's too late. I maintain you cannot learn that way. That would be illogical. They knew that by doing Chilik Brachos, then they would not be fulfilling Zimun. They knew that. So that wasn't their question, because once they chose Chilik Brachos, obviously you're not doing Zimun. But since they believed that Chilik Brachos Adif, so then there is no Chi of Zimun. That is to say, that what you're saying is that the Chi of Zimun exists when you have a certain qualification, when there's a certain condition, and one of that condition, whatever the reason may be, that condition has to be that one is gadol than the others. Then, since that's a condition, then you have the Chi of Zimun, and in that framework, if you bench separately, then it was wrong and you didn't fulfill your Chi of Zimun. But that's the very question, that the Zimun exists in a certain situation. But where you don't have that factor, so then there's no Chi of Zimun. To the contrary, Chilik Brachos is the Chi of. That's because that's other, because that's better. It would be tantamount to say to a situation where you have three people, but one person didn't eat sufficient bread, or whatever it is, didn't eat the right thing. So there was no tzibur, so there's no chiyuv zimun. I mean, that goes without saying. When they paskin, their psak was based upon the idea of chilik brachos adif. So when they paskin that way, they knew that they wouldn't be doing zimun, but it wouldn't be a violation, because that's not their chiyuv. The chiyuv is to bench in the most appropriate way. That's what zimun is, to bench in the most appropriate way. So in this situation, this is the most appropriate way. Thus, the only question that they had from Maremar was on that underlying question. What's better? When three people are on the same level, do you go with Zimun or is Chilik Brachos Adif? By answering them and saying, why does he have to even say that you were Yotzei Birkas HaMazon? Why does he even have to say a thing like that? Obviously, because he held that you were chayiv in Zimun, and you didn't do Birkas HaMazon properly. So he has to tell them, nevertheless, that you yotze. Because in a situation where you're chayiv in Zimun, if you preempt and you bench without Zimun, you're still yotze Birkas HaMazon. That has to be established. But you day Zimun, you had a chayiv Zimun in that situation, because we don't pass in Chilik Brachos Adif, Zimun is Adif. So you had a chayiv Zimun, because you did the wrong thing. And now, he wants to teach us a separate principle. He wanted to teach two principles, Maremar. One, about Zimun itself, that it's not dependent upon one person being gadol than the other. And that's how he said that. He established that by saying, Yidei Bracha Yotze, Yuhu Yotze. Because, what do you mean? Why does he have to even say that? They benched. No, because meaning to say that you might have a Havamina, then when you're chayiv in Zimun, so then you're not even yotzi through a private benching. And then you have to bench all over again. That's the legitimate question. that he wants to establish that even though you did the wrong thing by separating and you didn't bench with Zimun, you were still Yotze. That you were Yotze. See, he's sort of assessing the damage, so to speak. He's looking over the situation. However, Gidei Zimun, lo Yotze. You aren't Yotze Zimun. But then he wants to teach a separate point. Because let's assume that happened. That I went ahead and I benched. I forgot about Zimun. Let's say you're at a wedding and you're eating at a group, a table, whatever, and you forgot about it, and you benched, and you're ready to leave. Then you remember Zimun, and then the group is getting ready to do Zimun. So now you want to know, okay, so I'll partake of Zimun now. Because there is a group that's chayav in Zimun. That's a new principle. Ein Zimun l'mafreya. This Gemara raises two issues that require explanation, two issues of contention, which can be treated as a machlokas, if you like. One is the central underlying question of the Gemara, that is the fact that one is greater than the others, is the phenomenon of the gadol, so to speak, is that essential to a situation of Zimun? That is, you only have Zimun when you have one individual who's superior to the others. And if not, when people are all on the same level, then you don't have Zimun. And then you say, Chilik Brachos Adif. So the question is, what's the idea behind that? Well, put a different way, why should that factor of one person being greater than the others have an impact on the phenomenon of Zimun? Well, you could set it up if you want as a machlokas, because we do see that these three Talmidei Chacham, they maintain Chiluk Brachos Adif. Mereimar disputed them and said, you're wrong. That's one issue. The second issue, of course, comes to us through the statement of Mereimar, who's basically presenting it as a Chiddush. That's why he raises the issue in the first place. Yedei Zimun, lo Yotze, you weren't Yotze Zimun, because you did the wrong thing. You should have done Zimun even though one person was not greater. But now the question is that, let's say a person, for whatever reason, is in a situation where he benched. He was chayiv in Zimun, and he benched before Zimun, without doing Zimun, because he was in a hurry. And now the group is still there. Now he still has an opportunity to participate in the Zimun. Can he be Yotze Zimun after the Birkat HaMazon? That's another issue. Apparently there's a Havamina to say that, yeah. That's a Havamina. It doesn't say that anyone actually maintained that position, but since Mereimar is refuting it, so there's a legitimate Havamina that what difference does it make whether it's before or after Zimun is Zimun? And the Maskana is that Ein Zimun L'mafreya. That principle needs to be defined. Questions being raised that why was it a problem? Why couldn't you do, even according to the idea that Chilik Brachos is Adif, why can't you have both? Why can't you have Zimun and Chilik Brachos? That is to say, that do the Zimun, whoever you choose to do the Zimun, and then each person recite the benching separately. So yeah, why couldn't they resolve it that way? Let's clarify one thing. When they had this problem, they didn't know who should say the bracha, apparently, because there wasn't one person distinct. What are they referring to exactly? Are they referring to the actual Zimun, the Baruch Shachal Mishalo, and the other two say Baruch Shachal Mishalo Uvetuva Chayino? So they did not know who to give the Baruch Shachal Mishalo, the Mezamein, so to speak. Is that it? Or was that problem not with regard to that, but the problem was with regard to the brachos of Birkas HaMazon? That's the question. The nafkamina with regard to this question, as to whether it's a problem purely in the Zimun section, that you can't do the Nevarach and the Baruch Shechalom Shalom unless you can have that one person who's the Gadol. As opposed to saying that's not a problem in that section. It's a problem in that second section where you, one person actually says the Birkas HaMazon for everybody. The nafkamina would be that if you say that it pertains to the first issue, the strictly speaking Zimun, the Nevarach Shachalom Shalom section, so then Then the Gemara makes sense. We can't do Zimun. Then their problem was we can't do Zimun. Then there's no solution. Except to bench separately, which is what they did. And of course they were wrong, but according to their theory, that's what they should have done. But if you say that that is not the problem that they never had in mind, that in order to say Nevarach and Bar Shalom Shlo, that one has to be superior, that doesn't matter in that section, but it really is a problem in part two. In part two, you have one person actually saying the Birkas HaMazon instead of each person saying it separately, which seems to fit in with the language. You have one person benching for everybody. Then the question is, well, why couldn't they resolve it simply? Why couldn't they have both according to their own theory? According to their own theory, then, since it wasn't an issue in Zimun, they should have had the Zimun, whoever. One person do the Zimun part and be Yotzei Zimun. Then that second part, where one person makes a bracha for all, then they held that you don't do that. You don't do that if one person is not greater. Chilik brachos adif, then they should have split up to chilik brachos. And then you'd have, so to speak, your cake and eat it too. You would have had both. But that doesn't come on the screen. That does not appear on the screen, so to speak, because they themselves don't raise that possibility. And Meremar, in rebuking them, doesn't tell them that this is what you should have done. It's either or. We're raising the question now, that is, when they had a problem that we cannot do Zimun, according to that thought, since everybody is equal, and in order to do Zimun, one must be superior to the others. Is that a problem in the bracha of Zimun itself? Or is it a problem in the Birkas HaMazon of Zimun, which is done under the aegis of Zimun? There is two things here. Zimun does seem to consist of two things. One is the bracha of Zimun itself. Take a look at the Rambam, Perikei Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, Shlosha she'achlu pas ki echad, three who ate bread together, Chayav and Levarach Birkas HaZimun. They're Chayav to bless the Birkas HaZimun. Kodem Birkas HaMazon. Before Birkas HaMazon. Ve'ezuhi Birkas HaZimun. And what is the Birkas HaZimun? Im hayu ha'ochlu mishlosh ha'rasara. Levarach echad mehem. V'omer nevarach shachalna mishalo. Va'kol onin barach shachalna mishalo. U'betuba chayinu. So one of them says, Nevar Shacham Shlo, and they respond, Baruch Shacham Shlo uvtu b'chayinu. V'hu chozer mevarach, Baruch Shacham Shlo uvtu b'chayinu. And he repeats it. What is the Birkat HaZimun? Is it the Nevar Shacham Shlo? Or is it the Baruch Shacham Shlo uvtu b'chayinu? It would seem from this that the essential bracha, what we call Birkat HaZimun, would be the response, Baruch Shacham Shlo uvtu b'chayinu. Nevarach Shachal Mishalo is a call. He's joining people together for the purpose of blessing. He's saying, let us bless. But that let us bless is not blessing. It's a call to people to bless. That's Kishem Hashem Ekra. Havogod Lelokeinu. Or God will let Hashem eat thee. It fits both. Because it's one individual who's calling upon others to join him in bracha. But that call is not the bracha, it's a call. So that qualifies the Birkas HaZimun. The Birkas HaZimun must be preceded by a call. And the actual Birkas HaZimun is Baruch Shachal Mishlo Tu Chayinu. That's why it says, Bahu Chozer Mavarach. After they're finished, he joins, he's Mitzarif to them. Because he too partakes of the bracha of Baruch Shalom Shalom. But that seems to be the Birkas HaZimun. It would seem, therefore, if you're following this line of reasoning, that the Birkas HaZimun is something which is said by the group. If that is the case, it raises the question, what relevance would it have whether one person is greater or not greater when it's something which is being done by the group? My assumption is that the whole idea of having an Adam Gadol, it seems to me that the issue of Adam Gadol, in a rough sense, and what's Adif? is in a situation where we have two choices. Either we each recite the bracha separately, that's greater shevach, we're talking in terms of shevach. Or, there's another way. We fulfill our obligation of shevach not by recitation, but by saying amen, but the cheftashal bracha partakes of a special element, and that is that it's a bracha of shlosha, it's the bracha of a unit, it's the bracha of a collective. The issue of chilek brachos adif does not come up in the Zeman part, because there's no choice. Zeman by itself is everybody saying a separate bracha together. It's a new bracha, Baruch Shalom Shalom, and then the whole essence is that it's said together by a group. So what's the choice of chilek brachos as far as the Zeman part is concerned? When it comes to the Berakas HaMazon part, we have two choices. Each person recites the bracha by himself. Is that the greater Shevach Hashem? Or the other way is, only one person recites the bracha. And we fulfill our obligation through that bracha. We say Amen, and we fulfill through that bracha, as opposed to saying it ourselves. In that context, one can raise a question. Because we're saying that it is better to be yotzei the bracha. Or, let's put it this way, it's better to be yotzei Birkas HaMazon through a greater chafza, through a greater entity of shevach. So what makes it a greater entity of shevach? We have already learned that there's the quantitative factor, that it's a bracha of shlosha. That is to say, it's not like an ordinary case of Shomei Ka'oneh, where one person is making an individual bracha and I'm being yotzei through his individual bracha. We have already said it's more akin to Chazaras HaShatz, where it is the bracha of a unit. That's what makes it greater. It's the bracha of the Tzibur. So the Birkas HaMazon of Zimun is a bracha of Shlosha. So therefore, you give up. You don't say independently. Well, why do we do this in the first place? This whole idea of one person saying the Birkas HaMazon and everybody else is going to say Amen. Well, why don't you say your own bracha? That's more shevach, more praise. You're involved in saying a bracha, as opposed to just listening and saying Amen. Because it's a greater entity of shevach. You're partaking of a greater unit of shevach. It's the bracha shel shlosha. Thus, the question arises, is that the case merely by three? Or must you have an additional factor? That the one who recites it is on a higher plane. So therefore, when I give up, so to speak, I renounce, it's not really renouncing, my own Amira Shevach, it's to participate, to partake of an Amira Shevach, which is greater on a quantitative level and a qualitative level. Adon Gadol. However, when that is not present, when the qualitative factor is not present, there's nothing qualitatively different from him than from mine, then perhaps it's better to recite my own, because each person is involved in the actual recitation of the bracha. That makes sense. Then you could see two possibilities. Chilek brachos or joint bracha. But that doesn't apply to the Zimun, because you don't have, there's no such thing as chilek bracha or joint bracha. The whole essence of the Zimun is together. So why would the idea of an Adam Gadol have anything to do with that? If you take a look at the Rambam's formulation of Zimun, it's expressed in two halachos. Halacha Beis, Shlosh Halacha Gachas, expresses the first part, the Zimun part. Halacha Gimel, the Achar Kach, and afterward, Omer, he says, who's the he?
The leader.
Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hazan Asa Olam Kulo, Betuvo, Ache Gomer Arba Brachos, Vehein Onin Amein Achar Kol Bracha Ubracha. That is part of Zimun, does not exist in any other context except when you have Zimun. It is my contention at this point that the Gemara's issue of three, when they had this issue, had to do with this phenomenon, the second phenomenon, part B of Zimun, that in Zimun you're going to switch from Chilik Brachos, which is the normal case, to one bracha for everybody. And that is where their issue arose.